Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Our goal, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo! Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. We're so excited today. We have Priya from Love Island, UK joining us, the star. How are you, Priya?
I'm very well. It's lovely to be here.
We're so excited to have you. We discovered Love Island, UK, God, maybe like 3 seasons ago. And I think we're one of the few Americans who watches it all. And so we loved watching you. And so we're so excited to talk to you about your experiences on the show.
Hey, man, shook it up.
Yeah, you did. You were great.
Honestly, I didn't think people in America watched the UK Love Island.
Oh, so, it's the best.
It's surprising to me.
Yeah, it doesn't. We tried to watch the American version. It's just not as good. We'll get into why, but later. But do you watch any American reality TV shows?
No, actually, I don't.
Are you like a TV person? Do you watch a lot of TV?
Do you know what? I watch a little bit of TV. I'm more of like a cooking show kind of person, not really like reality. But yeah, I love a bit of MasterChef, you know, Great British Bake Off. That kind of stuff.
Oh, Great British Bake Off is that. Oh, like warms your soul. I love it so much. It's like such a sweet show. Is there any like British, if you were to tell an American, like, this is a British show you should watch, is there something you would be like, you absolutely need to see this?
Oh, do you know what? That's a difficult question. But obviously, Downton Abbey.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That's so traditional. You've got to say that, don't you?
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Never seen it. I fill my brain with Love Island.
Yeah, you fill your brain with Love Island.
That's very popular here, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. We loved your style. So before we get into like Love Island stuff, is there anybody's like style, fashion style that you admire? Like, how do you kind of pick out what you're wearing?
Oh, I mean, I'm not like super, super into fashion, but I do love like things that are a bit different. So, you know, all like my dresses on the show, I wore quite a few from like Rat and Boa, which is this like, I think it's this like British brand, and she only has like a few pieces. And they're like middle range price. So something that's not too expensive, not too cheap, you know, in the middle,
yeah.
But like authentic in its own way. So like I had this like green dress with like puffy sleeves. It looked a lot nicer than it sounds, but you know, that kind of style, you know, something that's, you don't see like on everyone, but also isn't super expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to go about it. Cause otherwise like you're at, you're at Forever 21 with everybody else behind like big halls of stuff.
So you wear all their clothes on the show. You bring all your clothes. That was one of our questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, lots of people don't know this actually. So yeah, you pack your own suitcase. So I had two suitcases full of clothes because they tell you to bring enough clothes for like 8 weeks. And so I had two like full suitcases. And then when we got onto the show, they actually had a brand that like sponsored it. So they had this brand called I Saw It First, and they would do like weekly clothes drops. So, I mean, we could wear some of their stuff too. So, I mean, I went onto the island with like two suitcases full of clothes. So I came back to the UK with like five suitcases because I had so many like extra clothes that they gave.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So they're like, so you're going in the back somewhere and they're having like racks of clothes that you guys can like go through. What a dream.
Yeah, so I mean they do, yeah,
I want to see that
bags of like clothes. And loads of people are like, no, I don't, like on the show, quite a few girls, they were like, oh no, this is really my style. I was like, no, well, I'll wear it, like I'll take the clothes, the more the merrier, you know.
Yeah.
So even though, are you watching the show as a because you came on later in the show, were you watching the show before you came on so you had an idea of who was the contestants?
Yeah, so I correct? Mean for the 2 weeks before, because we obviously, because of COVID, we had to quarantine in a villa for 2 weeks, and every day I would watch the show for the 2 weeks before, and I got to know like the like who I had my eye on before I went in, that kind of thing, like what the dynamics were
between
people, and yeah, sort of know who I was going for before I went in.
So they tell you to bring 8 weeks of clothes, even though there wasn't 8 weeks left for you to even be on the show, right?
No. So I mean, they give you, like when you sign the contracts, it's a while before you actually
appear. Okay.
Okay.
And then they just say, we'll let you know, but it will be very last minute because obviously they only fly you out if they're going to need you. And so I found out that I signed the contract like ages before, like maybe a couple months before I actually appeared on the show. And they sent through all the details being like, be prepared for 8 weeks of clothes and we're going to let you know when you're going to fly out. And it was literally 2 days before I had to fly out. They said, right, you're flying out now.
Wow.
I didn't think I was going to end up on the show because I was like, well, hang on a minute. The days are slow. Like, the show's ending soon. I don't, like, surely they're not going to, like, need me. But then literally out of nowhere, I got a phone call. And yeah, I had my suitcase ready, thankfully. So.
How do you get cast on the show? Like, how did they find you or did you apply?
So they actually contacted me through Instagram. I got like a little message sent through and I didn't really think much of it because I was like, you know what, as if I'm going to end up on Love Island, like it's never going to happen. But sure, I'll submit an application because that's what the Instagram message said. Yeah. So I sent in my application, did a little video, and then next thing I knew, had an interview. And then I was like, well, this still isn't going to really happen. Like nothing's going to materialize. And then five interviews down the line, I was in the ITV studios meeting producers.
Wow.
And this was all like January of this year. So yeah, it happened. It was a slow process and I never thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And now the fact that it's like happened, now I'm back out, it's just wild.
And what did you do with like medical school and everything while you were filming? Like, how did you handle all your obligations? And it's amazing that you're going to be a doctor.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so I mean, I had taken some time off medical school. So in March, I decided to defer my year. So I had a few months off and I knew that Love Island would happen over summer. And so after the show, I'd be able to return back to medical school, which was always going to be the plan.
Okay.
No matter if I did Love Island or didn't, I was always going to go back in September. And so, yeah, the show happened and now I'm back. Back at med school.
Wow, that's perfect. Perfect.
You're the
star
timing. Of med school.
I bet.
It's honestly been so hectic, like trying to balance medical school with like all the campaigns and stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah.
With like Love Island, then doing loads of stuff with like the NHS, which is our healthcare system. So like, yeah, trying to balance it all is just being mental.
That's so cool. So
thank you
for
joining us.
Yeah. Right. Why did you want to go on TV? Like, what compelled you to join Love Island?
Well, obviously, Love Island is a dating show, and I was single at the time. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of wanted to represent a lot of people who are underrepresented on reality TV shows. So mm-hmm. in the UK, you get a lot of Asian, like British Asian people, like I'm Indian, where there's so many of us in the UK, but not enough of us on TV. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to represent people like that. Also, like the kind of, like, I'm not super curvy and I'm not cosmetically enhanced. And I feel like you don't get enough of those kind of people on shows like Love Island. And also people who have just like spent time in education, like I'm still studying. And yeah. I feel like you don't get a lot of people that do that on reality TV.
Yeah, 100%. Like to go to the cosmetic look, there's like a very, that's happened so much on TV. Like if you don't look like that now, it's like you almost, people are like, whoa, like what? Like you don't do, you know, you don't do fillers and Botox at 25. Like how have you decided to not do stuff like that when you see a lot of people doing it?
So honestly, I mean, none of my friends actually have any like close friends from home before I went to the show have like cosmetic surgery. So it's very easy for me to just be like, oh, well, that's something totally different. And so when mm-hmm. I went to the show and found out so yeah. many people had it, it was really strange, like a strange idea. But I just feel like, you know, it comes like from self-confidence. If you're confident mm-hmm. in yourself, then you don't feel the need to change. And I feel like I love myself, like really like believe in myself. And like, you know, that's all you need to really like, and you have to be like, stand behind yourself in order to know that, you know, it doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter like if they criticize you, there's no point trying to change because you're great in your own way. And like everyone's great in their own way. So
yeah, that's great. That's
yeah. Like you came on fresh faced and
oh yeah.
We loved you.
Okay, would love for you to walk us through like an average day on Love Island, because we've always wondered what time do they like flash the lights on you, like what time is that in the morning?
Yeah,
that they wake you up.
So this might shock you, we actually have no idea what the time is. There's no clocks.
What?
Like we literally have no idea what day of the week it is, what time it is. So we used to use the sun to like try to tell the time.
No.
Where it was in the sky, we used to try to do that, and obviously it didn't work. But yeah, we had no idea what time they woke us up every morning. And what? Sometimes they probably wake us up at like 3 p.m. if we'd been filming late, or like, right. you know, other days wake us up early, depending on like, you know, the filming schedule.
Wait, so the phones you had, the phones that you guys carry around, don't have time on them?
No, they don't.
That's crazy. That blows my mind. How do you?
They're just like a,
oh my God,
little kid phone, like a toy pretty much. Right?
Yeah. Honestly, all you can do is send text messages and take photos. That was it.
Wow. At I'm first, such a when you, time person that yeah. like stresses me out to not know.
Oh, that's crazy. And it, so it turns into a real mind game too, which they yeah. don't really address on the TV.
Yeah, like you have no idea. So you guys are just like sitting around like, days. I guess now we'll eat because it seems like the sun's about to go down. Like you're just kind of.
Honestly, it's like you're in like a parallel universe. Sometimes yeah. I felt like I was in like a weird like bubble. And I had no idea what was going on at some points. Like what's happening next? And you just have to wait until someone told you what to do. Like what time dinner was. Like you wouldn't know anything.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a challenge. Like not knowing when you're gonna like what you're gonna do with your day. Not knowing how you're gonna eat any of that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Just going with the flow. It was such a challenge. But I feel like it's really benefited me. It's made me so much more like resilient. Like before I went onto the show, I was the kind of person that needed structure. Like I love my routine.
Yeah, that's me too.
But yeah, going onto the show, I was totally like out of my comfort zone. Like,
yeah.
It was crazy.
Wow, that's crazy. How much do they tell you, like, do the producers guide you through a day? Or is it really like, are most days just you guys are just laying around on the day beds, like whatever? Like, how much are they involved in your movements?
So you're kind of just doing what you want. So you'll have like your wake up, they'll wake you up with a bright light, and then you will, you know, do your like girls chat, boys will chat, and do the debriefs, you'll get ready, and then you'll have your meal, which is off camera, that they give you, and then they'll just say, yeah, go and chat. So you do whatever you want, you kind of like chill, and then sometimes you'll get a producer say, oh, can you come outside, like let's have a chat. And they'll sort of give you advice and be like, well, so do you fancy talking to any of these boys today? Like, and they'll sort of guide you as to who to speak to, or like, you know, to if you're kind of like hesitant about making a move, they'll like encourage it, and they'll you know, they'll help you. They were it was great to have someone outside the villa just to chat to. And yes. I feel like the producers were like your like girlfriends who are like on the outside, you know, if you're a bit hesitant about dating a boy, they would like give you advice, that kind of thing.
Okay, so they're kind of like they're kind of helping you move in the directions they want to see the show go, but like still letting you do your thing. And do they, like, for the challenges, when you guys are doing all the little, like, do they give you a lot of advance notice? Or are they like, go put this on and run outside? Like, what does that look like?
There you actually have no idea it's gonna, like, you're gonna be doing a challenge. Okay. We just try to work it out and think, you know, we haven't had a challenge in a while, so today's probably gonna be a challenge day. And then it wouldn't be a challenge, and then like the next day would be. But you get through the text message saying, you know, we'll have a challenge. And then we just be waiting for it, be like, so when are they gonna tell us what we're doing? But yeah, it was, you literally knew nothing.
Wow. That's like, so that's such an unsettling feeling to like just go in and be like, I don't know what time it is or what day it is, and I don't know what we're doing. And like, yeah, it's definitely an adjustment.
Yeah. I mean, it was something totally different. It was unsettling at first, but then you just got used to it. It almost became like normal life.
Yeah.
And the girl and the boy briefings in the morning, did that naturally happen, or is that a producer push?
I mean, the producers do say, oh, why don't all the girls go up to the terrace and have a chat?
Yeah.
And all the boys like downstairs. And so we would like go our separate ways and do that. Okay. And that was just a routine that we do every single day. So it almost felt like, you know, they didn't even tell us some days.
You would just go.
Right.
What if one day you were like, today I don't want to have a chat and I want to lay in bed all day. Like, can you do that? Like, could you be like, today I'm not engaging?
You know what? I'm sure if you really wanted to, you probably could, but they would say, come on, you're not really.
Yeah.
Like, this is not what you signed up to. Like,
this is TV, baby.
Yeah, right. But you got, because yeah, it was like, obviously, as well as it being like normal life, you're also doing a job. You being out there is a job. And so you have to, like, you know, kind of find that balance between like being yourself, but also, you know, like working with the team.
Yep. Can you walk us through your coffee preparation and your preferred? We have to know about this. Like, is this British iced coffee situation with the honey and everything? Is that a thing, like, outside of Love Island?
So, you know what? It's not a thing outside of Love Island. Like, like England is so cold, so you wouldn't usually have an iced coffee, only for like a couple of days in summer when it's hot enough. When it's hot enough to like think an iced coffee is acceptable, then you would have one. But actually, on the show, it was just boiling every day. It got up to 40 degrees, so hot, so you just need a nice coffee. And yeah, so the prep, so actually Matt taught me how to make an iced coffee.
Okay.
Because I was obviously the newbie there. And so what you do, put a bit of coffee powder in, squeeze a lot of honey in. I mean, and by a lot of honey, I mean like a quarter of the glass is just honey. It's like, yeah, it was great because I've got the sweetest tooth.
Okay.
And so, yeah, a lot of honey, and then add the water, add some ice, give it like a good long stir. I feel like it's all about stirring, like technique.
Yeah, you got to get the honey like mixed in with everything.
Yeah. No bits, you know, got to have a good stir. And then, yeah, that would be it. Literally. Wow.
Coffee powder? It's so not like coffee grounds. That's like
It's like instant coffee kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, I got to try that. A quarter cup of honey is nasty. Intense.
I know, it sounds horrible, but it's really good.
Yeah. So to talk a little bit about like kind of getting into the villa, how people presented on television, is that how they were in real life? Was like anybody very different from how they were portrayed on the show, or was it pretty consistent with how they appeared?
Were you shocked by?
Yeah. Do you know what? I always say, you know, when you're on the show, you say like the words that come out of your mouth, they actually did come out of your mouth. Like the producers can't like tell you what to say. And so, you know, it's all, I feel like everyone said what they said. I mean, it can be edited in such a way where they make you look a certain way. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes like in arguments and stuff, they would edit it to make one person look really bad.
Yeah.
Like to add to the drama. But actually, you know, I feel like those like people that said those, like if someone like said something rude about someone else, they would have actually said that. So yeah, I don't think people were too different in real life, to be honest. Like, I mean, I know like some people got like a bad rep. Like I know a lot of people didn't like Faye and thought she wasn't a nice person, but I actually really liked her. So, you know, I loved everyone in there. I didn't think anyone was horrible. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We had a role. We love Faye, but we did have we turned and then we went to Teddy. I love Faye.
I know.
Like, oh no, Faye's kind of making us nuts. Oh, we love Faye again.
That's the great part of television.
So bringing up Faye, we just have to ask. Did you know the light that you were the fire you were starting with her when you were leaving and you go to her, hey, I didn't vote for you guys to be most uncompatible. I was like, oh, Priya, she's starting it.
I didn't know that would make her like turn on all the other girls. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to be honest.
Every single person in the villa.
Yeah, like every single
one. I've got to say my piece. And I saw a friendship with Faye on the outside.
So yeah.
I was like, well, I just got to tell her.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't vote for you and Teddy because I think you're a great couple. And I said that, and then little did I know what happened next.
Right.
you were just saying it as a good friend.
Like, because you wanted to give her the heads up, like I didn't say it. That makes sense. Who were you closest to in the villa?
I think I'd say probably Brett. Because obviously we came in at around the same time. We were like the new people. So we instantly shared that. We had that in common, so it was easy for us to like click. Also had like, we were really similar in terms of our like science and stuff. And so, yeah, I was probably closest to him in the villa. And that's why I coupled up with him.
Except he doesn't like cheese.
And then after that was it. Done.
Yeah, right, that was it. That's what brought you the ick.
It was a number of factors, obviously. Like, there was just no spark. And, like, I think he was a bit more, like, rigid.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, you know, he wanted, like, a schedule. Like, he's really, like, meticulous in terms of, like, the way that he'd arrange his, like, cutlery and arrange his stuff. And, you know, it was a bit too much for me. I'm kind of, like, more spontaneous, whereas I think he needs more structure.
Okay.
And I feel like we were just a bit different in that respect.
Were you upset that the girls like spilled the beans on you when you said like, oh, I got the ick? Like, did you want to keep that on the confidential, or were you hoping that it kind of got back to him?
Oh, no, I was definitely hoping they wouldn't tell him. I wanted to be the first one to tell him. Because, you know, when you're on the outside and you don't fancy a boy anymore, you go to your girlfriend, you're like, oh, yeah, I really don't fancy him. I've got the ick. You would say stuff and you'd be a bit more like, you know, brutally honest with your girlfriends. But then, you know, when you broke the news to like the guy you were dating, you would say you'd be a little
softer.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like I should have known better, like Chinese whispers in the villa, like. I should have known they would tell their couple and then the boys would go and tell Brett.
Yeah.
And so it ended up like he ended up like hearing the worst of it, essentially, which wasn't ideal. So I do wish I'd like gone to him first as opposed to the girls.
And do you guys still talk, you and Brett?
Occasionally. I feel like we've been quite busy at the minute, like just in terms of general life. I know because there's been like London Fashion Week and so he's been super busy with that. So we don't talk that much, to be honest, but I'm sure I'll see him at like a few events and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you feel about the outcome of the show? Were you happy with who won? Do you think who do you think is the most compatible couple or the couple you think is going to make it the long term out of everybody on the final?
I definitely do think that Millie and Liam are really well suited.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Gavin and Stacey? It's like British. Like,
no,
I've heard of it.
I mean, they are literally like, it's like a classic. There's a guy who's he's from Essex and the girl's from Wales. So it's like the opposite. But they're literally like perfect for each other. And that's exactly how I see Millie and Liam.
Okay.
Did Gavin go to the other villa and almost hook up with another girl on the show?
No, but I mean what I saw, so I didn't judge anyone before, like, you know, whatever anyone had done before I walked into the villa, didn't judge them for.
Yeah.
I just looked at them face value.
Yeah.
And from what I saw in the villa, they were all over each other and
it seems very genuine.
Yeah, they seem very, very genuine.
So. You feel like he is remorseful. You don't think he's gonna have a wandering eye.
No, I don't think he will, but he is quite young.
Yeah,
so he was young. Yeah, and he's so handsome.
I think he's like 21. Mm-hmm. So to grow up so quickly.
So young.
I forget that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we all forget that that he is so young, because I feel like Liam looks a lot older than he actually is.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm hoping that they'll stay together.
Yeah.
but
we do too. Millie seems great. She's really, is she as sweet as she seems?
Yeah, she's a total sweetheart. She's so sweet. She would like braid my hair. She was great at like French braids. And like, yeah, it was, she was like proper girl's girl.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Gotta ask about Liberty and Jake. Did you get a sense of what everybody else seemed to think about Jake? Like, because from watching the show as a viewer, we didn't get as much of like what the girls were pointing to about him being inauthentic and like that. Did you get that same sense like when you were in the villa?
No, I didn't get that actually. You know, I really liked Jake. I thought he was a genuine guy. Like, I thought, you know, he was so sweet to me. And like, you know, whenever I was upset about something, you know, coming into a villa full of people you don't know, obviously the first few days it was tough to like adjust, but you know, Jake was always there and he to like chat to. He's the kind of person that just talks to everyone, always checks in with everyone, and I'm actually really inspired by Jake because he's the same age as me, but he, like, you know, he stopped school early and he started working. And he's put a deposit on a house. Like before when I was on the show, he told me the story and I was so inspired by him. I was like, wow, you're so young, but you've done all of this. And so, you know, I thought he was great. I thought he was great, but I also love Liberty.
Yeah, no, I loved Liberty. I thought she was just so sweet.
For these other girls that have such strong feelings against Jake, was there something that we weren't seeing there? So there wasn't really, why did Chloe and them have such a strong reaction when he said, I love you? And they kind of were like, he doesn't mean it.
Yeah. Well, I think they've obviously been in the villa since the start. Like, they've been there 6 weeks or like 7 weeks.
Maybe, and they had a deeper.
They knew everyone.
Yeah.
Like, character and like everyone's like dynamic.
Yeah.
So if they thought that what Jake has said wasn't authentic, then like that was that from their experience of like the 7 weeks.
Yeah.
But obviously from my experience of like the 2 weeks I was in there.
Yeah.
I thought he was authentic.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know. Yeah. It was just interesting because you never really got an answer, but it was like, there were very strong feelings where you're like, where is this coming from? But you know, it must just not have been shown.
Then it all fell apart so fast.
I know, like, so fast. And they were the whole time right till the end. Have to ask about the bedroom situation because I don't know if you ever watch American television, but people are a little sluttier. They're more inclined to like jump right into bed or jump right into bed. We can
they have
say
sex before
American.
They have a first date here.
Yeah. So it's a little different. Do they tell you like, hey, you guys should really just like be very slow? Like, are they telling you to be, I don't know, more uptight than you would be with people you want to like make out with? Or are they encouraging it?
Are
like,
you
what
not
is it
allowed
like
to have sex?
Yeah.
No, they don't tell you any of that. You
okay.
Can do whatever you want with your body. Honestly, they're so like liberal with that. They don't say not to do certain things.
Yeah.
They don't tell you what to do. No, when it comes to that, it's whatever someone wants to do, they'll do. So
Americans are just more likely to like hop into the sack than British people is what you're saying.
Definitely. I mean, I haven't watched American TV.
And so, or when you're like in there, especially because you came in late when people are like already hooking up, is it like, how do you sleep at night? Are you wearing earplugs? Like, what's the, how do you deal with that?
It was the strangest thing on the first night. Like, so the lights went off. And when I first came in, I obviously wasn't coupled up. So I was sharing bed with Mary. And so as soon as the lights went off, you would just hear like the kissing noise, like the sound of kissing, which would be like,
oh my God.
And it was just the strangest thing. I mean,
so you're just like, you're just ignoring it, like pretending like it's not happening. Everybody's just listening to everyone. Like,
exactly. So I'd just be there in bed, like, listening. I have no idea what's going on because I think it'd be a bit creepy for me to like get up and like,
And it's like pitch black.
I didn't want to do that. But
it's like very dark in there. You can't see anything like at night.
You can't see a thing, no.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I loved your award ceremony. That's when where I was like, oh, this girl's hilarious. It was great.
you were great.
I thought we had to like celebrate the occasion, you know. It's all a bit of fun.
Oh, it was all time.
Graduate the girls. Like, I felt like that was my role. Like I obviously didn't find love in there. And so yeah. I felt like more of like the, you know, the teacher, the inexperienced teacher, like very proud of my pupils.
Yeah,
we I just was blown like, away they took that long.
I know. Mean, that's what I'm sleeping saying. They're in just a like bed really every classy, night. Classy individuals. Like, because again, if it was Americans, it would not be that way.
In this class, we're known for our class.
I know.
Are really they providing are. A con? A,
yeah. Do they provide protection
condoms?
Yes, they do. They okay. Do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You see somebody right. reaching they for a condom, you're like, oh, they're going.
Loads. They've got loads. A huge supply of protection.
Okay. Okay.
And
okay.
Alcohol's.
So yeah, and alcohol's limited.
Oh yeah, very limited.
Okay.
So we only get like a glass and a half of wine most nights.
Okay.
Apart from that,
that's the opposite of American TV as yeah, well. See,
that too. That probably that those two go hand in hand though, right? Like if there was an American dating show and they were fully sober, like The Bachelor, they're always wasted, you know, which I think.
And the girls are sent home in a limo sobbing. You just don't see that on Love Island.
It's terrible.
Is there anyone that you feel like, I guess from watching, should have stayed longer? Like we believe Aaron, justice Aaron. For Aaron. He could have stayed longer. Is there anyone in the villa that could have had a better chance? Or?
Oh, I think, you know, Georgia, she was only in there for like a day, I think it was. But she is absolutely lovely. Like I've met a lot of the islanders I wasn't in the villa with. I met Georgia and Chugs, and I thought they were great. And like, they're really good fun. And they're like both, they'll say what's on their mind. And I felt like they didn't have long enough. I think Chugs was in there for like 2 days and Georgia one. And so, you know, I feel like they could have stayed in longer.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you, what's like the biggest way you've seen your life change from being on the show? Like, do you get recognized walking around?
Yeah, it's so strange. I'll be like walking down the street or like going for a run and people would like, they'll like give you like a second look and they'll be like, hang on, Love Island. And then they'll be like, they'll recognize me and they'll say my name, which is just strange.
Yeah.
But like, and people wanting photos with me, which I just find crazy. I'm like, why would you want a photo with me? But like, it's amazing. I'm so grateful for it all.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're a huge runner. How many marathons have you run?
I don't know. I think I've lost count, but probably like, no, like maybe like 40.
Oh my God.
40? 40?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. God bless your soul.
Wow.
And your feet.
Three ultra marathons.
Wow. So ultra marathons are like the 100 mile and more?
So an ultra is anything above a marathon. So it tends to be like 100K. Rounds that
distance. Wow.
So yeah. Your heart oh loves God, you. That's... My heart's like, move a little bit, you lazy
All
bitch.
You eat is fast food and like sit around. Priya's literally the opposite.
The ultras, you literally just need like chocolates and like sugar. And that's all I live. The last ultra I did, I'm pretty sure I had like 3 Mars bars, like 4
while you were running,
like energy gels. Yeah, you have to like train your stomach to be able to eat while you run, because you know, because that's just how
have to go. Yeah. Number 2, have you ever had people have to when they're running, right?
No, the longest I've gone is 12 hours. I've never needed number 2, but
thank God. How did you, what makes you like want to do this? Running so far.
I don't know. I always found it really interesting. Like I've loved running. Uh-huh. And like a couple, like 2 years ago, I started reading books by ultra marathon runners, and quite a few of them live in the States. They're like quite a few big names, like trails that people do in the States. But yeah, anyway, read a few of those books and was just like totally inspired by them and how like mental it is. And I love like endurance stuff. And I thought, you know what? I love running. I love like endurance. So why don't I like try running ultras?
Yeah.
And yeah, one day I like over lockdown, because you obviously like you couldn't do very much and you had more time, I just like went on a really long run and ended up running 50k, which is like just over a marathon, but it counts as an ultra. So you know, did that and I was like, actually I could go further if I was like better prepared. And so yeah, ended up competing in a 100k run, which took like 12 hours. But it was like one of the best things I've ever done. It was incredible.
Amazing. Oh, wow. You're very inspiring. Wow.
And so who are the two most beautiful, this is superficial, that's who I am. Who are the most handsome men in the villa, and who are the two most beautiful women and the girls that you'd say? But
ooh,
two of each.
That's a really tough one. So I think the for me, the most good looking boys, probably Matt. I thought Matt was like, was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember who Matt is. Matt,
really tall.
So, yeah, I sent him home.
Yeah, she's the one that he sent. Yeah, she sent him the really tall one. Yeah.
And I kept thinking, man, did you think, oh, I should have maybe kept him around? We could have.
Yeah, did you feel like you made the wrong decision?
No, I don't think I made the wrong decision. I felt like I was put under a lot of time, like, constraint. Literally, yeah. As soon as I, like, started to get to know Matt, then Brett came in and had to get to know him.
Yeah.
And had to make this huge decision. And it was like, you know, pressure was on. Obviously, both of them are now, like, in the friend zone. So I don't know if I'd chosen Matt, maybe things wouldn't be in the friend zone, but you can never predict the future.
Yeah.
But yeah, I stuck to what I knew. And after that one day of getting to know Brett, I felt like I knew him better than, you know, the time that I, like the 4 days that I knew Matt for.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what I based my decision on.
That makes sense. Okay, so back to the good looking Matt and
Matt and I mean Teddy was good looking, like objectively.
Love Teddy. Oh.
Yeah, he was
so
great.
Sweet.
He's an absolute sweetheart. But I think him and Faye are great together. I think
we do too. Yeah, it's hilarious. She was good TV, and without
she was
her,
great TV. Yeah. Okay. And the two women.
And the two women. Oh, I thought Mary was beautiful. Like her facial.
She's a weapon, as Chloe says, right?
She, like, she has the most like mesmerizing eyes.
Yeah.
Like icy blue eyes. I think Kaz was beautiful too. Like,
yeah, so pretty.
She just had like a little like perfect face.
Yeah,
she does. She's so cute.
Can I ask a little, and if you're not comfortable with this, but like, I know that in the past there's been some like with people of color, and obviously you're diverse, like on the show, there's been issues with how like the hate people get, like, and that kind of stuff. Did you encounter anything like that being on the show, being a minority and like representing your people?
Yeah. So like, I mean, obviously there's been a lot of trolling, like trolling's inevitable. Like, even if you're perfect, you're still going to get people who say horrible things about you. And so I know before I went onto the show, so when I didn't have my phone and my friends had like access to my Instagram, and they were saying how apparently people were saying I was a terrorist, that kind of thing.
Oh my God.
Just horrible stuff like that. And I was like, I don't know where people get this, like why they would say such horrible things.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm like, yeah, I just had no idea why they would say that, but they obviously like used my race negatively, and that's what they drew from it. So yeah, I did, and I think everyone who is a minority will have sort of, you know, that sort of trolling. Really unacceptable.
It's disgusting. Yeah,
you just have to like ignore. You gotta make sure that you're like, I set my Instagram tools. Like, yeah, I use the Instagram tools and like make sure that I block like out horrible words, like, you know, the word slut, that kind of thing, which just like like derogatory towards women.
Yeah.
I just cannot stand that kind of thing. So I just block all those words and say, I won't.
So then you don't actually see it.
Good for
it doesn't
you.
Come to you. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. So what was your favorite thing about being on the show, and what was maybe like the most challenging thing?
So I'll start off with the most challenging thing. The most challenging thing was definitely the heart rate challenge. So dressed up as like a little like slut.
You were great.
Oh my God. And I was totally out of my comfort zone because I've never given someone a lap dance.
No, and you're sober, right? Like they're not like, hey, have a couple drinks before you go out there. You're just like going.
You're literally
sober. People are sucking on people's fingers sober. I mean, how did they do that? Yeah, good for you. That'd be hard. And knowing my mom and dad are going to watch, I'd be like, oh my God.
I mean, I definitely wasn't thinking of that. I was just like, you know, I'm just going to try to be confident, try to feel sexy. Like, sexy is like an inner feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need alcohol to have that like inner like feeling.
I do.
Sexiness and like power.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we shouldn't do. You know, women should.
I know. No.
Yes.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
I found that really challenging. I was so nervous doing it, but all the boys were lovely. They were like cheering me on, like clapping. It made it a lot easier. My favorite part of the show was probably one day we all went into the pool, and I think it was like a rest day, so they're not really filming, because you know how like we have extra days when we're in the villa,
to catch up
the public on days because they pre-film.
Yes.
So it was sort of a rest day that we had, and we were all in the pool and like playing games, and like we were swimming underwater, and we were like messing about, like doing competitions, like who could hold their breath for the longest, that kind of thing. Yeah. And that was my favorite part, because I felt like I was on holiday with like a group of mates, and like we didn't have to worry about how we looked, or like, you know, if the cameras were watching, we could just be like, you know, we could just mess about, like mess up our hair and makeup, have like fake eyelashes like dangling off our face.
Yeah.
And it would be fine, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't as big of a deal. Yeah, that's fun. Those are like the moments you'll remember too, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Is makeup a big part of culture in the UK? It seems just like every single girl sits down with their bag of makeup at the mirror and does their makeup. I don't know if it's like that, or maybe me and Geneva just don't wear a lot of makeup. But I know, right?
Is that a big part of the like UK getting ready culture? Like women are very into makeup.
Yeah, I think that's how we've always been like brought up. I think, you know, when you're going on a big night out, you're like, yeah, I've got to dedicate this amount of time to do my hair and makeup. Like it's like a big part about like getting ready. And I feel like, you know, when you've got your hair and makeup done, it adds to your confidence and like makes you feel really good.
Yeah.
When you look good, you feel good as well. So like it's like a two-way thing. And so yeah, we still like all like have our like supply of makeup. You know, everyone had their own makeup, they had their own products that they liked, and it was almost like it was like a military job. Like you just go for a shower, you do your hair, like Faye would be in the corner, you know, like Chloe would be in the other corner, like we'd all have like the areas where we would base and like be like doing our makeup. And then like You knew that like some people would get ready really quickly. Like Millie took, like, she was always the quickest one to get ready, because I think she had quite short hair, so it'd be really quick, like blow dry and like do whatever she wanted with her hair.
Yeah.
Me, I've got like thick Indian hair, so it took like an hour to blow dry and and it was very like limited in the amount of time that we had to get ready. So it'd be like an hour and a half shower, get ready. And so it was a job.
it looked serious.
Were Faye and Chloe, did it feel like they were the queens of the show? Or like you come in, were they running? It seemed like they were the boss, you know. Did it feel that way when you were there?
No, but I think
they were focused on them.
You could see like how when I first came in, I was definitely super uncomfortable. Like I didn't know what was what, didn't know where to put my stuff, I didn't know anything, like didn't really know what I was walking into. And I felt like, you know, people who had been there from the start, this was their home. They knew exactly where everything was, like they knew where like the pair of eyelashes that had been given to them like three weeks ago was, like which drawer that was in, and they'd like got their own drawers, whereas I walked in, didn't even have a cupboard. I was like, oh my god, like where am I, like do I belong? But everyone else that had been there for ages felt that, like, you know, they knew what was what. And so I think it was only natural for them to be a bit more like, you know, like comfortable.
Against them, they were fun to watch. I just they just seemed like, if it was if we were all lions, they were the queens of the jungle, you know.
They were the head of the pride. I love it. So Priya, what's coming down the pipeline for you? What do you have going on? You're back in school. What else are you focusing on?
Yeah. So I mean, med school is like a full-time job.
Yeah, serious.
So like I've been doing mostly that, and then also when I have time to do like other, like working with fashion and fitness brands, and also a couple like cheese companies, which has been fun. I've got, my fridge is literally full of cheese at the minute. Like it stinks, but it tastes great. Like it's like I've just got so many like cheese parcels come through, which has been great.
Cheese parcels, I love it.
The best thing to receive in the post, honestly.
I love that.
But yeah, it's So I've been really busy with like a lot of different things, working like quite closely with the NHS, like promoting healthcare and like you That's know, nice. The COVID vaccine to a lot of people because they're now offering it to young people. So doing a couple like campaigns with them.
Cool.
So yeah, it's just been been really busy with all of that.
Awesome. I love it. Well, it's been such a pleasure getting to talk to you. We can't thank you enough for joining us and sharing. Yeah, sharing everything about your time on Love Island. It was so great to talk to you. And we can't wait to see what you do. And like, hopefully, you know, you continue to, you're really making an impact and like what you represented on the show was awesome to see. So we loved getting a chance to talk to you.
Thank you. Lovely chatting to you.
Yeah. Well, we hope we see, last question. Are you dating anyone? This is a crucial question.
Oh, maybe I am.
Ooh, okay. We're gonna stay tuned. We hope you are. Maybe we'll see you on TV again, you know, at some point. Who knows? But thanks so much for joining us, Priya. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was lovely chatting.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.